exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second and last half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, February 26, 2026 edition. Ahead of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's final State of the State address, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who's running for the Republican nomination for governor, held a very critical press conference, remembering Whitmer for being more concerned, quote, about selling books on Martha's Vineyard than the reading scores of our kids here in Michigan, end quote. Again, Nesbitt, a Republican gubernatorial candidate, was joined yesterday morning by Senators Jim Runstead, Republican of White Lake, who also serves as the Michigan Republican Party chairman, Lana Tice, Republican from Brighton, whose term limited out, and Senator John Lindsay, Republican from Coldwater. For the term limited Tice, Runstead, and Nesbitt, they chaired Senate committees during Governor Gretchen Whitmer's very first term as governor. Tice chaired education. Runstead oversaw finance policy, part of the budget process, and Nesbitt chaired advice and consent, which was responsible for reviewing every executive appointment made by the governor. And they were in office in those chairman positions when Whitmer navigated her earliest years as governor, including her response to the China virus in 2020 and 2021. Today, the Republicans scrutinize the legacy Whitmer will be leaving behind after this year. They collectively, each one of them, pointed to the government exhausting spending $9.2 billion in revenue surplus, while young students were still struggling with reading following the pandemic shutdown and the growth of bureaucracy and red tape under her administration. Well, however, earlier this month, February 2nd, the Morning Consult, a research technology company who monitors survey data, listed Governor Gretchen Whitmer's approval rating with the people of the state of Michigan at 60%. Roughly, just basically 3 weeks before the speech last night. While the same group pinned President Donald Trump's approval in Michigan at 44%. 16% lower than Whitmer's. Meanwhile, the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce surveyed using Glengariff Group, which is basically Richard Zuba's organization, very left-leaning. He had Whitmer's approval rating at 52%, with Trump 10 points lower at 42%. Well, Nesbitt said, quote, Whitmer's more concerned with being a social media star and traveling the world and trying to sell her public relations than actually solving the tough issues we have here in the state of Michigan and bringing down the cost of living. There's something where we've seen this since the COVID lockdowns, that she's been using political science and polling data to make her decisions. For Nesbitt, he was extremely frustrated with Whitmer's early management of the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly when she signed an executive order prohibiting visitors from healthcare facilities, including senior care facilities. He said for him, it's personal. While out on the campaign trail for governor, Nesbitt has talked about being unable to hold his wife's hand when she learned that they lost their second expected child due to a miscarriage during an OBGYN visit. He wasn't allowed in the room because of the COVID lockdown requirements. Additionally, he talked about a Holland-based boat building business off of Lake Mecotoa that's been trying to replace its docks for 4 years. 4 years. $2 million they've had to spend in attorney fees and engineering costs. And yet they still do not have a permit from Governor Whitmer's bureaucracy to replace their freaking docks here in Southwest Michigan. Freaking docks. Okay, let's talk like a farmer, I guess. Nesbitt went on to say, if Whitmer continues to talk about reducing red tape to promote businesses in Michigan, but businesses don't experience a faster process to getting things done, it's almost like an arsonist calling the fire department the next day. He burns the building down but calls the fire department the next day. Okay, I get your analogy. Well, at the same time, on top of supporting a quicker permitting process, Nesbitt wants to halt the industrialization of farmland and forest land. Talking, of course, about solar projects and wind turbines eating up good, productive farmland and forest land. As a farmer, I've seen it firsthand. As the next governor, I will stop it. Well, Senator, term-limited Michigan Republican Party Chairman Jim Runstad described the differences between Whitmer's interactions with the opposite party and former Governor Rick Snyder's involvement. He said that Snyder frequently came into the House of Representatives. He then went over and talked to the Democratic side of the chamber as well. He spoke to both sides. Over and over and over, I lost count of how many times. When Governor Snyder would go over and talk to the Democrats, he would get a feel for what their opinion was, what their experiences was. I have never talked to Whitmer at all. Not even informally on the floor. The entire time he was in the House and as a state senator, Runstad's never even talked to Whitmer. Wow. He even claimed that while he was the Senate committee chair before the Democrats took control of the chamber after the 2022 elections, he passed more bills out of committee than I can remember. Unlike the ideological rivals of State Senator Stephanie Chang, Democrat of Detroit, and Erica Geese, Democrat of Taylor. There's no reciprocity in Lansing when the Democrats are in control. The minute they got in, they shut the doors. Not one of our bills, not one, even had a hearing. people in the committee can be screaming down people testifying who were outnumbered 100-1. It's just the way the Democrats roll. Well, Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel, a former state senator himself, 2015 through 2022, said in response that he remembers having one conversation with Snyder during the 4 years they served together. I remember having several conversations with Jim Runstedt, and I regretted every single one of them. Oh, why don't you grow up, Curtis? Finally, Senator Lindsey, one of the Senate's most conservative members who was endorsed by Trump in the 2022 election cycle, said he remains hopeful that Whitmer will work with Republicans on policies that can make a real positive difference for the people of the state of Michigan. He understood that Whitmer is legitimately interested in tackling regulatory burdens, making it difficult to build homes in Michigan, as well as to alleviate the burdens of medical debt. For example, Lindsey received a special shout-out during the governor's address last night for partnering with Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony, Democrat from Lansing, on medical debt bill packages. Lindsey and Anthony's bills are similar to what Whitmer called for tonight, setting a 3% cap on the annual interest that can be charged on medical debt, outlawing home foreclosures due to them having to be paid off to pay medical debts. I will say she needs to go one step further. It's not enough to try to help people who end up in a bad financial situation because of a broken system that the machine delivers, especially when it comes to medicine. We need to tackle it on the front end. She has willing partners and legislation ready, but we need Democrats to take a step on passing medical price transparency legislation so that people can know exactly what they're paying for and what to expect when they receive medical services. As far as education, Senator Tice referenced the retention portion of the Michigan third grade reading statutes, which were repealed during the Democrats' trifecta 2023-2024 term. Tice brought up the Mississippi miracle. What is that? We'll talk about it. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Senator Lana Tice, in wrapping up this joint press conference, Eric Nesbitt, Republican gubernatorial candidate Jim Runstad, Senator Lindsey, and Lana Tice gave yesterday before Governor Gretchen Whitmer's State of the State address. Senator Tice chaired the Education Committee under Governor Gretchen Whitmer's first term. That was back when we had Republican control of the House and the Senate, January of 2019. Whitmer had to deal with the Republican control of the House and the Senate. All the chairmen of both the House and Senate committees were Republicans. Tice referenced the retention portion of Michigan's third grade reading statutes, the laws which were repealed during the Democratic trifecta back in 2023-2024. Tice talked about the, quote, Mississippi miracle. Kids aren't socially promoted. Kids have to learn how to read. They then have to be tested. And if they can read third grade level, then they promote them into the fourth grade. Implementing what we had in Michigan, Mississippi went from 49th in the country to number one when it came to reading third grade level by their students. It's taking them from poverty to prosperity. And now the kids are number one in the country. Tice remains a proponent of scholarships for low-income and special need youth. These special needs children need additional help. Republicans pushed for the reform in 2021, providing individuals a state tax credit if they donated to a scholarship that could be then used for tutoring, education camps, reading camps, and non-public school tuition, meaning private schools, charter schools, religious schools. What did Governor Gretchen Whitmer do? She vetoed the bills, arguing that it would redirect money from public schools to private institutions. She vetoed it, folks, on October 27th of 2021. when the Republicans controlled the House and Senate and presented those bills to her. Tice went on to say, had she signed those bills, our kids would be reading and competing with Mississippi kids. Very simply, we could be number one or number two in the country. But Whitmer vetoed it. Tice went on to say, closing her statement regarding education, the best determinant for whether or not the kids are going to be literate is whether or not the parents are good readers. The only way to break into that is to actually have literacy coaches and to have tutors. If the parents aren't doing it, others need to do it. These tutors can be paid for. We're already spending record amounts on our kids. We can sit a kid on a pile of money, but that's not going to help them figure out how to read. This is absolutely 100% an accurate statement by Senator Lana Tice. I love that statement. We're already spending record amounts of money on our kids. We can sit a kid on a pile of money, but that's not going to help them figure out how to read. Good, good, good quote. You know what the other problem is to this whole thing? Whitmer and Jocelyn Benson, in her statement as to what she said about the governor's State of the State address, are exactly the same. We need to throw more money at teachers. It's not going to work. It's not going to work, people. The way it works is competition and consumerism. You put the money in the hands of the parents, you show them their options as to where to spend the money, where to buy their education from, where they consume the education, and they pay for it. We got to stop this insanity, this broken system of the Democrats' control of education through the teachers' unions. Sorry, you former teachers out there, you don't like me saying it? Too bad, so sad, stop listening. Turn the channel. We need competition and we need consumerism. If you got more options for consuming education for your kids, it will fix education once and for all in the state of Michigan. Here and simple. I hope and pray the next Republican governor understands this and does it. More stories about State of the State address from last night and other news stories from Lansing. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections.